Hello, welcome to Have Roots Will Travel. My name is Lisa Elvin Stoltari, and I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. My YouTube channel really focuses on lots of different things, travel and just basic genealogy. But right now I'm focusing all my attention on Les Filles du Roi, the King's Daughter. It's a big series. There's over 700 of them. We're doing number 63 as I speak. We're really trying to explore these amazing women who came from France and really were the founding mothers of New France and ultimately into parts of North America. So with that being said, I just want to let you know that if there's a Filles du Roi in your tree that I haven't done yet, please, and I'm sure there's plenty, just let me know and I will definitely put her on the list to be done. And in fact, this particular one that we're doing today was recommended by a viewer, and I'm glad to be able to do it. Now, that being said, I want to let you know that I do have a website called Have Roots Will Travel. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. If you need to reach me, you want to make a comment, you can use all those different platforms. And also, Lisa at haveroots.com. HaveRootsWillTravel.com. And I really want to stress that I'd love for you to subscribe and click on the notification so that when it comes time for your Filles du Roi, you will know when, because I'm planning on doing them all. All right. So with that being said, let's get started. Regular viewers of the channel know that I have produced a Filles du Roi, the program 2.0. In it, I describe all the ins and outs of the program, how it was begun, why, what the girls had to go through in order to become a Filles du Roi. So if you want to check that out, it is on my YouTube channel. So let's get to know the lady that we're going to be featuring this week. So Catherine Rivet was recommended to me from a viewer. And when I looked in my file, sure enough, my best friend also has this as a great grandmother. So let's get to know Catherine a little bit. So Catherine was born in 1644 in a commune called Etampes. And remember, commune means township, of France. And it's about 28, 30 miles from Paris. So, not a long distance now, but that back then, absolutely. Her father's name was Pierre Rivet, and her mother was Marie Sorgo. It lies along the Jouin River, and this town in medieval times was really a magnificent place where a lot of, you know, councils and treaties were signed, and was that there was even an 1130, I believe, according to my notes, the Pope Innocent II was claimed the legitimate Pope here. But this is definitely a place where a lot of battles were fought and great history in this town. Currently, this town is a fairly good size. It's about 24,000 people that live there now. Certainly, I think it would be a beautiful place to visit. The church where she would have been baptized still is there. And just a lot of medieval castles and everything you can think of when you think of France. I think is when I saw the pictures, I'm like, of course. So let's find out why Catherine came across. She left for New France at the age of 21 and carried with her a dowry worth 200 pounds. She was also traveling with her sister Anne, who we will be exploring in the next episode. Okay, so these were two sisters coming to New France together. She arrived in New France on June 18, 1665. Who did she select? Now, before Catherine chose her eventual husband, she did sign a contract with Jean Haldi. Unfortunately, for reasons we do not know, it was annulled. We've actually mentioned this gentleman in a previous episode, and he ended up being married to, you know, another. So, I mean, it's kind of like a match.com around here. So, now, who she eventually ended up with was Pierre Duchesne de Navarre, and he was born in 1632, so quite a bit older than her, about 12 years or so, in Le Mesnil Saint-Georges, and his parents were Jean Duchesne and Catherine Poulotte. The church where he might have been baptized dates from the 15th century. And this is in the, you can find this particular place where he's from in the Somme department, and it's called, and it's in the Hauts-de-France region of France. So he comes across, and you can see the little sign there that I found, just to say it really does exist. So Pierre and Catherine were married at Île-d'Orléans on January 7, 1666. So, I mean, there was about a six-month period where I'm not sure. Remember, she had an annulled marriage and then probably had to, you know, do the dance again. But eventually, they did get married. So they settle at Île-d'Orléans, and many of you have followed with me. We know that Île-d'Orléans is a really the microcosm of Quebec. Many French descendants come from, or ancestors come from, this very same place, because when they arrived, they wanted a place that made them feel like France, and this is very much French, with the greenery and all of the farming, the agriculture, all of that, probably, and near the sea, where many of them were coming from, probably was something that they really responded to. One of the things I want you to know is that when you're dealing with, say, any place of Île-d'Orléans, there are six different suburbs or divisions. So we have parishes as well. Saint-Famille, Saint-Jean, and so on, and Saint-Pierre, Saint-Laurent, Saint-Patrimoine, and Saint-François. So it's important for you, if you start digging through your tree and you find out you know, your family comes from Saint-François, you need to look for the records of Saint-François. And I also want to draw your attention to where Île-d'Orléans is in relationship to Quebec City. It really is about 3 miles, obviously, as the crow flies. And here in the bottom, you see the greenery, the beautifulness of the true beauty of this area. And then this is just a historic kind of building. When you visit there, it really is as if time stood still to some degree. This is a cheese making factory that they have there as well. That was one of my friends actually went there and sent me these wonderful pictures. You can bet that Île-d'Orléans is number one on my bucket list when I go to Quebec. I'm planning on going to Quebec next year. That's my plan. We'll see what happens. All right. So I also want you to know that Île-d'Orléans was called different names before it became Île-d'Orléans. It was called the Grande Île, Sainte-Marie, Saint-Laurent, but then eventually it was changed to Île-d'Orléans to honor Henri II, who was the Duke of Orleans. He was the son of King Francis I. And it is wonderful place to go. There's a bridge. You can, you know, I think you can fly in there. I'm not sure. But obviously this is a central part of what makes Quebec, Quebec, because this is where it all started for many, many families. I love census reports. I love them in 1940 and 1920 and all of that, but I really love them in terms of being able to track this family. Because they came in so early, we have 1666, we see Pierre and Catherine, just as newlyweds. Then we have Pierre and Catherine in 1667. She is there with her firstborn. And then we have in 1681, Pierre Duchesne, Catherine de Rivy, and we have their children, Madeleine, Pierre, Constance, Marie, Geneviève, Anne, Simon. He has un fusil, 7 bêtes à cornes, that's 7 goats, and 12 arpents à valeur. So he has 12 arpents, which is about 7 to 8 acres, if I'm correct. Let's have a look at the family that they grew together. Yes, they really did have 12 children. Their firstborn, Marie Madeleine, married Joseph Bonneau and had 12 children, 8 of whom made it to adulthood. She then married Nicolas Verrioux and had 5 children, 5 of whom, all of them who made it to adulthood. In case you're counting, that makes 13 children that reached adulthood for her. Jacquette died at 13 years of age. Catherine died at 12. Pierre married Marie Madeleine Boutou and had 1 child. Pierre would unfortunately have an early death at age 31. Constance married Pierre Lavoie and had four children, three of whom made it to adulthood. Geneviève married Jacques Plum and had 10 children, but only four of whom made it to adulthood. Marie died in infancy. Marianne married René Dompierre and had 11 children, seven of whom made it. Simon Simon married Marie-Ursette Perron and had five children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Rosalie married Thomas Laforêt and had two children, and both of them made it to adulthood. Elisabeth, Marie-Elisabeth, married Jean Lecoq and had one child who made it to adulthood. Jacques married Angélique Tremblay and had four children, three of whom made it to adulthood. He then married Elizabeth Petit and had 10 children, six of whom made it to adulthood. So that's a fairly large descendancy, even with the children that died young. So amazing, amazing. So let's see what else. Pierre would pass away March 3rd, 1697, at the age of 65. Catherine would outlive him another 26 years, dying at the age of 79. She is actually buried in Quebec City. He is buried at Île d'Orléans. I think that the reason that she is buried at Quebec, a lot of times they are buried there because they were sick and they were in the hospital. And so as part of the custom, they would not transport the body. They would bury them in the place that they died. And that is my supposition. I don't have any other, information but that. And in case you were wondering, Pierre and Catherine are both listed on the incredible monument that when you go to Île d'Orléans, though, that monument is to the 300 founding families, les familles de source, as they call it, famille source, and their names are there. So they have absolutely made a mark, and we are forever grateful to their contributions. Certainly my viewer, I'm really glad that she gave me the hint to go up this line. And then of course I found my best friends. This is her line as well. So that was just a wonderful little surprise. But honestly, they really did live a life filled, and I mean, to have given birth to 12 children and she passing away at the age almost of 80, just remarkable, just remarkable. And with that, we end another episode, number 63. We thank so much Catherine for her contribution, for her steadfastness, for her pioneering spirit, and she really did make a difference. So with that, I bid you adieu. Until the next time, au revoir.